There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline and welcome onto the program our buddy Will Montgomery, 10 years in the NFL, longtime starting offensive lineman on the interior for the Commanders when they were the Redskins. Will, thank you for the time, bro. How are you?
Hey, Grant. I'm doing well. How you doing? You know, I know we had lunch a couple weeks ago, although you made me pay for my own lunch this time, although a couple years ago you paid for my lunch. So
different
for some
times.
Reason, I'm paying for my own lunch now.
Yeah, that was pre-COVID. I've lost like 3 of my 5 jobs.
That's what he
then.
Does now, Will. It's nickel dime here, there, and everywhere. It's like, dude, open up the pocketbook, Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah. He said let's go have some lunch. And then, by the way, it's like $75 to park, another, you know, 50 for lunch. Mm-hmm. I got the tolls going back. I need an expense report just to hang out with this guy.
Well, that's why we'll do quarterly meetups, not monthly. Okay, once a quarter. That NFL salary did you okay. We're going to make it work.
And maybe don't Zoom a couple times this. just to lower the expenses.
Yeah, I got you.
A lot to get into, but I gave you a little homework assignment. Speaking of money, for free. We did not pay him to do this for us. But we gave him a homework assignment to dive in on Washington's offensive line because, Will, the perception is that they've been kicking butt. And the numbers that I look at and care about, things like ESPN's run block win rate, pass block win rate, PFF's grading, all very, very favorable. Some of them top 5, some of them top 10 for the Commanders to this point. So what do your eyeballs tell you when you watch them?
Well, my first impression is when you gave me the list of the interior three, which I'm familiar with these guys, I also appreciate you spelling their names with the pronunciation attached to it, like Nick Allegretti, Tyler Biadasz, Sam Cosmi. So hopefully I didn't botch that too much.
Crushed them.
But you did it.
But no, those guys are all big men. You know, they're 6'4", 6'5", 320. I think one time when I was training for the combine, I got up to 320 at my highest ever, but that was when I was juiced up on creatine and eating that macaroni grill every day and just benching, bench pressing and squatting. So I think I played it more at about 305, 306. These guys are all north of 310, if not 320 plus. And the thing that I noticed about the way they block, especially in this scheme, is it's not as much outside zone like the Shanahan era. These guys are doing smash mouth downhill football. It's called the gap scheme. That's powers, it's counters, it's traps. Obviously, they mix in a little bit of the zone read. So their version of the zone game is just a simple sort of inside zone that's more of the vertical zone, and then the quarterback can read it on the backside. But I completely agree with your analysis that these guys are moving other humans off the ball. You know, to quote Russ Grimm, they are men and they're moving another man against their will backwards. So if you can move the defensive line off a spot a yard or two, that is huge in the NFL because most of the time you're getting a stalemate at best. But if you can move the line of scrimmage back a yard or two, and then your running back is going to get 3 yards in the cloud of dust every time if he makes somebody miss, now you're looking at those gash runs of 10, 20, 30-plus yards.
So, Will, kind of two-parter here, and feel free to tell me I'm wrong at any point in time. So I've always felt sort of non-QB runs notwithstanding. So, you know, forget about kind of a zone read concept or something like that where the quarterback can take off. But in general, I've always felt like it's harder to run from the shotgun and maybe harder for the O-line. So first part of the question is, agree or disagree with that? And then if you agree with me, how have they overcome that? To be so effective in terms of run blocking?
Well, I will say when you're making a snap from the center position, it's a little bit harder to make an accurate snap and then, you know, fire off and block somebody because you almost have to slow yourself down, try to make an accurate snap, and then speed back up and pile drive somebody. Now, if you're a guard or a tackle, I don't think it really matters either or.
Okay.
You know, if you're definitely in a short yardage situation, kind of goal line, fourth and one, you know, you see the Eagles with Kelce doing the push and all of that. The center can definitely fire off better if you're under center. Now, if you're in the gun, you can still do it. Hopefully, you're sort of on your 45-degree angle so you can kind of, you know, get a plant step down and then drive into your man with the second step. It's a little bit harder to just straight fire off with that first step in the shotgun. But these big boys, like I said, they're 310, 320-plus, 6'4", the 6'6-plus, and then they're all, you know, they're doing a great job with it.
I want to start at center, and Will Montgomery started at that position for Washington for years, joining us on Grant and Danny. I think Tyler Biadasz has been fantastic. He comes over from Dallas, kind of a mixed bag with what I was told about his performance with the Cowboys, but obviously Dan Quinn liked him enough as a guy, as a leader, and as a player that he made him a priority in free agency to reunite with him here. He's had 185 dropbacks, basically, in pass blocking, and he has allowed one pressure. And it was a hurry. He has not allowed a quarterback hit, a sack, anything like that, according to the PFF counting stats. When you watch him, what is he doing so well? He also hasn't been penalized yet, by the way, which seems like a big deal.
Well, first thing I'll do is give you the analysis that my 7-year-old son and 9-year-old daughter gave me. We had the game on, and they saw a big number 63 out there. They're like, wait a minute, Dad, are you still playing? Like, how are you still out there? I'm like, no, that's another big 63 that's an inch taller and about 10 pounds heavier. But I noticed that, you know, and another quick tip with center is half the time you're in double teams. So that's another good part about center, unless you're playing a team with the 2-0 nose with the guy stacked over your head. So if you can cross your fingers during a couple games and not have many one-on-one blocks, that's why, you know, The worse off you get, the closer to the ball that you get, so you're basically double-team blocking the whole time. But, no, I think Biadasz is doing a great job. You know, you see him IDing the Mike or the Will or the Sam linebacker, setting the schemes. You know, I see where he's pointing. So I think he's doing an excellent job. He's a big, thick guy. He reminds me of, like, those old-school Steelers and Ravens O-line. They're just big bodies, and they're stout for the quarterback, which is great. So the pocket is firm in the middle. So there's room to step up. You know, your tackles are allowed then to ride the guys by. So it's really your prototypical, you know, power, ISO, heavy-duty O-line. The Commanders have that right now.
Longtime NFL lineman Will Montgomery with us here on G&D. So I'm going to go to the right tackle spot here, Will. Andrew Wiley got beat up pretty good last year, really struggled at the start of the season, actually played better as the season went, but nobody noticed because they weren't any good and they were losing a bunch of games, and his rep from early on wasn't the best. That was a spot where a lot of fans, dummies like me included, said, hey, they could probably do better there, but they're maybe kind of stuck with a contract to sort of see what happens. I feel like he's played well as part of this group. What do your eyes tell you about Andrew Wiley at right tackle?
Well, I'll say one thing in general, and I'll pick on my buddy Tyler Palumas over there. I know he's doing radio work for the Broncos. You know, we were able to hide Tyler Palumas, and I say that loving Tyler a lot. But if you run the ball and you execute play action and you stay ahead of the sticks, when I say that, you stay on schedule, it goes first down, second and seven, third and 1-2, and you don't let those pass rushers tee off, there haven't really been a lot of obvious pass situations. The run game has been there. The check down game, the quick game. Really, if you're an O lineman, especially a tackle, you're sweating about third and long. If you can avoid a lot of third and longs and obvious pass downs, you've had yourself a good game because you enjoy the run game, you enjoy the play action, you enjoy the boots, you enjoy the zone reads. And if there are a couple pressures, you know, your quarterback's going to bail you out of a couple of those and turn a sack into a 60-yard explosive play. So really the best thing you can do for a tackle who you may not think is an all-pro tackle is run the ball and stay on track.
You know what I'm amazed by, Will, is they're doing this weird left tackle platoon timeshare thing that would seem to me like it could never work. I remember early on, maybe Shanahan's first couple games, we were all stunned because I think it was Derek Dockery was like the entrenched left guard.
Yeah, it was Dockery.
And he split time with Lichtensteiger, I think it was. And soon enough, Steigs took over as the starter. There was another time where Palumbus, who you just mentioned, I think it was Palumbus, digging back into my time on the beat now, so I might be confusing it, but like him and Jamal Brown started splitting, and it was because he was about to take over that starting job or whatever. And I bring this up to say, this is by design now, week in and week out, that it's basically a 50-50 timeshare between Cornelius Lucas and Brandon Coleman, the rookie. And I haven't really asked. I want to get over there when I'm able to for the next a press conference to say, like, how do they do this? Is it series by series? Is it two, then the other one gets two? And what is the idea here? But it is working really, really well. What do you make of it?
Well, historically speaking, if the younger guy is getting reps, that's because they want him to win the job. Now, if the older guy is still getting reps, that means the younger guy hasn't quite beat him out yet. And then there's also a financial incentive to that. I remember when I first started getting reps, I think Artis Hicks took too much pre-workout Jack. So I got in back in there at right guard during the Shanahan era. And even though I came into the league as a seventh rounder and bounced around to a bunch of different teams, I knew I did not have a short leash at all because under the Bugle era and Zorn era the previous season, you know, I had been benched for sometimes average play. So when I was the guy that they didn't necessarily want, I actually played seven, what I consider amazing games in a row, and they couldn't replace me. So if you are the younger guy or the underpaid guy or the late round draft pick guy, you kind of have to, play better than you have to outplay the other guy no matter what. Now you're going to get more chances if you are a high draft pick guy, the coaches have an incentive for you to play to make them look good. So there's a little bit of politics involved, but at the end of the day, the best guy usually will play, but it's just a matter of how many opportunities you get from where you come from.
But just to make it work, I mean, everything we always hear about the line is continuity and reps and unity and togetherness. To be series by series having a different left tackle seems like it goes against that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is your guard next to you. So if Big Nick over there is able to make his double-team calls, because really, I don't want to say they're running a simple scheme, but essentially what they're doing is they're double-teaming, they're down-blocking, or they're running their pin-and-pull play. And when I mean the pin-and-pull play, you get your tight end and tackle blocking down, and then maybe your guard and your center are pulling. So they basically have three different schemes, and based on those three schemes, it could be a simple game plan where you have a four-down defense. So you're basically double-teaming, down-blocking, or pulling. I mean, so it's kind of easy to make those calls. Now, it gets a little bit trickier in the pass protection game when some of these exotic blitzes happen. Or I remember watching the Eagles years ago when you had Evan Mathis and their left tackle. They used to sit on different levels. When I say that, the guard may set tight to the line and the tackle may deep set. So there's things like that where And the third and the obvious pass situation, you want to make sure that you're in sync with both guys either sitting on the line or both guys sitting vertically off the ball to make sure some of those twist stunts don't come into play. So I think, yeah, it's more of an issue in the passing game. But they've been avoiding a lot of these obvious third and longs and playing catch-up. We haven't seen the Commanders down too often. That's really when you can kind of see the holes in any kind of communication in the O-line play.
Will Montgomery with us here on Grant and Danny breaking down the Washington football gentleman's offensive line after a long career. Will, I just sort of wondered in general here, like there, I'm sure it's like a trade-off, right? But good and bad. I'd love for you to go through it. What's it, what it's like blocking for a quarterback that's this mobile, Right, on one hand, the statue back there, you know where he's going to be, but so does the defense. On the other hand, you know, when the target is for three steps and you know, you're still blocking and you can kind of tell that the guy hasn't thrown the ball yet, like what are the challenges they're in and what are the benefits of it of blocking for a guy that's as mobile as Jaden Daniels?
Well, I definitely block for both types. And let me start with your question doing it the other way. When I was in Denver in 2014 blocking for a non-mobile quarterback named Peyton Manning, he got that ball out in 2.5 seconds. We led the league in the least amount of sacks given up, but really it's because that ball was out in 2.5 seconds every single time, no matter what. And even if instead of throwing it away sometimes, he would just fall to the ground and take a sack. So half of those sacks, he was just diving to the ground. On the other side, obviously, with a mobile quarterback, he's going to save you a couple of times. I mean, in this past game, obviously he did his Houdini trick and got out of a couple of sacks, and some of those turn into explosive plays. So the play will be extended. And then conversely, that might accidentally add on to a couple sacks later on. Because if that ball is being held on to more than 3.5 seconds, or if the quarterback is setting back to like 10 plus yards, then those sacks are really on the quarterback. If he's hanging in there at 7 yards and that ball is out within 3 seconds, then those sacks are usually on the O-line. But also some of these blitzes that we're seeing, if you only have 5 or 6 blockers, including your back, and they're bringing 7, then you are hot. I know there's that big play this past week where the defense brought an extra defender off the right side that should have been a sack, or if that was Peyton Manning, he probably would have thrown it away or just dove to the ground. But our quarterback here, Jaden, was able to get out of that somehow and make a 60-yard pass down the field. So I think really sometimes it helps. Sometimes it may add to the sack total. Sometimes he'll get out. So it just kind of depends.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Will Montgomery with us on G&D. What's something that you get annoyed by or that you see with a lot of even media members, but like people breaking down a play or maybe an analyst on a game blaming something? You go, well, that's not quite right. Like, what is something fans, media don't always understand about the O-line?
Well, a big thing, I think, is who to blame the sack on, because they think media and even Pro Football Focus. I spent a year with Pro Football Focus also. A couple of years ago, but they don't understand pass protection schemes. It's not just like you're playing Madden and you step back and you take most dangerous. You generally go to a specific person, whether it's the middle linebacker, the strong backer, the weak backer. Sometimes you're sliding out to the nickel will. There are some cases where you're sorting strong or you're sorting weak. There's other times when the running backs check their assignment and then they leave. But sometimes the running backs leave early and their guys come. There's other times where the line see that their guys are not coming, so they kind of try to come back in late to help out. But in actuality, that's not their guy. If they happen to get a sack, the line is bonus in that case. So even like somebody like me, who I think I understand protections well, I can't be 100% sure on who to assign some of these sacks to. But the media and even Pro Football Focus at times will automatically give a sack to somebody who came inside their gap just because, oh, why would you block that in there? Why wouldn't you block that stand back or blitzing in the B gap? Well, probably because it wasn't his assignment on that play. The Q was either supposed to throw hot, or that's the back's guy, or some other circumstance was the case.
Well, only a minute or two left here with you, buddy. Give us something to kind of look for here going forward. Just a couple of your keys to maybe sustain this thing or even get any better on the offensive line. What are some things that you're kind of going, I got this circled and I want to see how they do?
Well, you know what I'm encouraged by, especially with the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, is I'll see a play where there's a pulling part play, like I mentioned, the pin and pull, where you know your tackles and tight ends are blocking down and you get some pulling parts outside. And then the very next play, he'll run that same concept but throw the pass off of it. So I love how he's protecting the run plays with the play-action pass. Not so different than how my 7th and 8th grade flag football team is going. I'll set it up mm-hmm. with a reverse or a double reverse, and then I'll hit the fake reverse, the fake sprint end around, and hit them deep. So if I can trick the 7- and 8-year-olds with flag football, that's basically Cliff Kingsbury is kind of stealing what I'm doing to my flag football team and doing it with the Commanders. You run the ball, you run the runs, and then you make it look like that. You take your play-action shots deep, and that's really a different way of kind of running the Shanahan offense if you think about it. You know, I know there are like 7 or 8 head coaches in the league running that right now. They're run, play-action off the run. Cliff is doing it as well, but he's doing it in his own way where you have a mobile quarterback. There's a few more reads in there. Sometimes the quarterback, I've seen him pull it a few times where maybe he shouldn't have pulled it, but more times than that, when he pulls it, it's a good choice. And I love how Cliff is protecting the runs with the play-action shots off of those runs.
Will, do you do any consulting?
I'm consulting right now with you guys.
Okay, because my 6-year-old, his flag football team, between me and Coach Matt and Coach Luke, our offense is, guys don't remember where to line up, and everyone just kind of runs forward, even if they're getting the football on a reverse. Like, we can't get them lined up right. So if you can come out to a practice or two, that would help us.
Well, when in doubt, just kind of kick them a little bit, kick them in the butt. And then,
right.
In all honesty, sometimes when I tell these 7- and 8-year-olds what to do, and then 1 second later they ask me, oh, where do I go? Sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Like, I literally just forgot, and I told you 2 seconds
right,
ago.
I literally just told you.
I'm telling 5 kids where to line up. There's a center, a quarterback, and we're in the 5-on-5 league. And, yes, that sometimes can get a little bit dicey.
Will, great info, man. Love a good breakdown on the O-line. We'll have to take inventory on how they're looking again here in a few weeks. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, see you, buddy. Good. That's our buddy Will Montgomery, former Redskins offensive lineman in town on Grant and Danny.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.